Hello. This is a recorded guided meditation on the whole snow globe. And a prerequisite for using this guided meditation is to do the see, hear, feel in and out, which is the six domains of the snow globe. So in this meditation, we are going to approach the subjective snow globe differently than in the other one, but it does require the skills that you learned in the other guided meditation. Okay, so I'm going to start by ringing the bell. I'd like you to take a seat where your spine is straight and your limbs are relaxed, remembering that mindfulness is the combination of concentration and equanimity so that you can concentrate and also accept your experience as it comes to you. So just settle in your body and begin to pay attention. Remembering that there are six directions above, below, front, back, and the two sides, right, left. And so you are surrounded in a globe of experience. So first, just get a sense of that feeling space, that feeling space. You can do this meditation for as long as you want. You should spend at least 5 minutes in a formal attempt to do it, just to get the feeling of it. It's better to spend 20 minutes, but if you don't have 20, 5 will do. You can open your eyes slightly with a diffuse, that is, unfocused gaze. Or you can keep your eyes closed, whatever for you is more relaxed, more concentrated. As you're sitting, I'd like you to pay attention to the six domains, hearing out, hearing in, seeing out, seeing in, feeling out, feeling in. And as you notice some kind of activity in one or two of the domains, to label that activity. It's best if you can label it on the out-breath. And you can label more than once. So it's like this. Hearing out. Seeing in. Hearing out. Feeling out. Seeing in. In the first few minutes of the meditation, labeling is a good way to get started. And as you move along, you can simply note without the labels. You'll want to be as precise as possible. If some domain seems to be in your awareness more than another, for example, hearing out, you can intentionally focus your awareness on another domain, if you like, and label it. Staying in. And so even though you may still be hearing out, it's dropping into the background, and you're focusing your awareness intentionally on seeing in. So as you continue in this meditation, and I won't be guiding it very much more because you should go by your own experience, you can intentionally signal your awareness to focus on a domain of your choice, hearing out, hearing in. Seeing out, seeing in, feeling out, feeling in. Or you can allow those domains to come and go, and you simply hold your awareness steady, and you wait to see what comes into your awareness, into your experience of hearing, of seeing, of the feeling space of the body. The body is a feeling space. And then you can label to bring your awareness to a precise focus. Or you can direct your awareness and label in order to see what happens. Your job is to pay attention, concentration, accept your experience, equanimity. I will not ring the bell at the end of this guidance because you're the one who will end it when you want to. I have one more instruction, which is once you have some familiarity with the mystery of your snow globe, of your subjective experience, you have some ability to tap in to hearing out, hearing in, seeing out, seeing in, feeling out, fitting in, and how those relate to each other. Hearing out, maybe an image comes to the mind's eye. Oh, the image. Oh, it's a bird. So then you've said the word. You've heard in, so you've heard out. You've seen in. Then you have heard in to yourself saying it's a bird. Once you have familiarity with how this works in your snow globe, what domains are more prominent, what they bring to your awareness, it's a very good idea to practice this when you're walking around, and especially in conversation, and especially in an emotionally activating conversation. Practicing mindfulness of your own snow globe will lower the emotional threat level for yourself and others. It will slow you down. It will make your awareness much more precise as to what your experience is and how to manage your experience so that it does not become an obstacle to your contact with others or between the in and the out, so that your experience, as much as possible and always imperfectly, can create that gap in which you can love another or yourself because you're curious and compassionate and you sense the particularity of moment-to-moment being. So this is the end of my involvement in the guided meditation. Please take it forward and don't hesitate to ask me questions by reaching me by email through my website. If you have questions about your experience in this or the other guided meditation. Thank you.